Okay, let's begin.
Sorry, Rabbi.
Reish Nun Beis. You joining us? I forgot you make the jokes, you know. Okay. Let's learn a very important yesod. Halacha lemaisa, practical yesod. The bottom of Reish Nun Beis, I believe, or above. We did the third tachlis of Yisurim, that it's zikuch, but we didn't get there.
Polish.
I'm sure we did that. Well, at the bottom of the page, Minarei La'avir. So we saw the three purposes of Yisurim. Nachon? Yeah, that's okay. There's two that are relevant to us.
Huh?
Yeah, no, the first one's got nothing to do with us. Rishoyim and Rishoyim. What did he call it? La'abel sachaitim. Generic, those that need to be ma'abed, that's your book, whatever, yeah. The second tachli said was to bring a person home. It was to wake a person up and make him get back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The third one was to polish off some of the chaimriyos that we get involved in, is to purify, that's a better word.
What's the purpose? Do you have any idea what the purpose of punishing a sinner is, if it's not for, you know, bringing them closer to Hashem, or, you know?
He didn't say punish them, he said la'abed, to wipe them out. La'abed is a chaitim, to wipe them out. They're just not going to get, they're not going to be there. They're not going to be at the family tree. They're just not going to be there. No, there's no person punishing somebody's stump. The punishment has to have, you'll think about it as a father. The punishment has to be cheshboned out, that first of all, it's fitting for the sin, but that corrects the problem that caused the avayra in the first place. Otherwise, it's not a punishment, it's just a beating.
With the sinner, make them just fall asleep.
I don't know how he does it. However he does it, I don't know. It could be, Rav Miller once said that part of his pleasure in Olam Haba is going to be watching the restraining suffering. I don't know. That we said, the Lokesh Olam. No, that's like you said, it's not that totally relevant. No, you're right. I'm saying a lawyer there. So I don't know how it works. And the second one was zikuch, purification. Okay. Minarei la'avi tachlis ha'yisurim ani legrem yudi le'is tzak umitlonen al ma she'over olam. The purpose of yisurim is not for a person to scream and shout and complain about what happened to him. Yudi tzarich le'is ma'ida ala over. A Yid has to thank Hashem for what's happened. Moed ala ov, you have to understand this, the ma'od chashuv this yesod. Al kol ma she'ov, afinu ma ya'ov, kasha be'yaysa, hakol le'tova. Once we recognize, and we're starting to internalize, she'akol le'tova, the person has to say, thank you for what's happened. We're not screaming and shouting about what's happened. Tzakas ha'yudi, hitomit oedis ha'osid. A Jew screams, tzakot. These 10 lashonos of tefillah are always about the future. You moed al ha'avar v'tzak al ha'osid. You see, the Shmona Esrei is built that way. The Shmona Esrei is designed first with praises and thank yous, and then we ask for our requests. There always has to be a thank you for the past, and then the pleading, the tzakot, the appropriate modality of tefillah for the future. וכך לימדונו חזל, במילואי סמקצורס, והמדודות. חזל, use very measured words here, and very few words. היית תפקיד של יהודי בתפילוסו. ניסן הידו לשעבר, מאוד כדאי to learn these six words off by heart. You need them 24 hours a day. Nice and haidol is sha'avar, v'tzak la'osid lovri. And scream about the future. Why am I saying thank you for the past? Well, it wasn't exactly what I wanted. Was it? It's Yisurim. Hakol letova. I thank Hashem for what happened. And now I'm davening for the future. Using whatever is the appropriate type of davening. If tzaka is necessary, use tzaka. Whatever the correct modality is. Yudi ainet tzaka la'ava. Ala'ava hu tamid moideh. Hakol letova. The Jew doesn't complain about the past. He doesn't scream about the past. For that, he says, thank you. In the recognition share, that was good. Tzakosi ela osid bilbat. His tzakot are only on the future. Thank you. He went to be Menachem. In a few words, Rav Zvil said he learned the whole sugya of what it means Kabbalah is Yisurim Ba'avar. V'kacho Omar. Baruch Hashem, ha'isi lanu s'chia. HaKadosh Baruch Hu nosen lanu 27 shana. 72 years. 27 years. Yesh lanu nes she'anachnu Yehudim. Baruch Hashem, that we Yehudim, it's a miracle. Acheres haynu mitachzorim al atzmeinu. Mitzvi she'gimel yomov lebechi v'zayin l'aveilas. There's a mitzvah that for 3 years, 3 days you have to cry. And 7 days of availus, v'kachu himshich b'dvarav ad sheyitzati ba'agosha, ki lehu menachem oti. Sometimes you go and be menachem ov, and you come away having felt that the person sitting shiva was menachem you, rather than he didn't really need you to be menachem him, because he understood. Midvarav lamadati ki be'emes yesh tzar v'kei. There's pain, there's suffering. What we've been learning up to now doesn't take away the pain. Tzar is tzar. Ach ein zu stire lohid ala ov. But it's not a contradiction to saying thank you for what you've been through. Baruch Hashem, hayili oiseh 27 shanim. Baruch Hashem, magieli children. Baruch Hashem, had those 27 years. Kach hayidi b'kol tzav mutzok shebo olof. B'moyde l'sha'ova, but tzoyk l'osid lobo. Tzoyk l'osid lobo. Thank you for what happened. And now you scream and daven for what you want. Nice and haidale sha'ava, but tzak la'osid lovo. That's the 6 words that the Jew takes through his entire existence. That's what's going on. Thank you, Hashem. And now, I had a child for 27 years. He's gone now. Thank you for letting me have him for those 27 years. Built into that is understanding that he doesn't need to be anymore, yeah? He was sitting shiva. I don't know if you can expect a person when you're sitting shiva to do that. Rabbi Israel had a son who did that a few minutes after the child died. He mentioned it before. He hasn't mentioned it yet, but in the sefer somewhere that his son phoned him to tell him, Mazel Tov, you just had a boy. And he lived for a few minutes and he died. Mazel Tov. See? So if Klal Yisrael, fortunately, everyone look at it, he's full of stories like that. Of Yidden understood how to. In Emes Shaka'eva Tsa Choydrim Lalei, Bakorosh Bofa, any Dorish Mitanu Shalon Nagish is a cave. A person's allowed to feel pain. It's allowed to be bitter. It's allowed to be difficult. That's for sure. No one's asking you to suppress the pain. It's pain. Was the orders of Kodesh Baruch Hu Mevakesh Mitanu. The Anshe Kodesh Tiyoin Li, Ti Anoshim Kedoshim Lo Malachim. The Anshe Kodesh, you have to be human. A very important thing to remember that before you do anything, you have to be anshei kodesh. You have to be a human kodesh, not a melech, not a malach kodesh. Tagish is a cave. Person has to feel pain. The bochel, whose father was lifter, he was in his Yerub Avelis, and he came to the yeshiva, and we were learning these sugyas, and he said to me, he came to speak to him afterwards, he said, if everything you're saying is true, well, what's with all the Avelis? What do I have to do? Well, I should feel good that my father's not here. Everything, why am I in Avelis? I said to him, first you have to be a human. It's not human to feel like that. It's not human to think like that. Pain is pain, and you have to feel the pain. Tergish resakei, achim kol zeis tismochoi. A cave shaveh, when you realize that the pain is worth it. The sevel yesh tmura, as we mentioned earlier, many people pay for pain. You have a minui at the gym. You pay for the pain. You pay the trainer to torture you because it's good for you. You pay the dentist, you pay the doctor, you pay, yeah, because that cave is good for you. If a person was numb and he couldn't feel his leg for 3.5 years, he was paralyzed, he couldn't feel his legs. And one day they stuck a needle in his foot and he felt pain, he'd be ecstatic. No?
Not the pain itself is good for you. The pain of the byproduct warrants a result.
Of course.
If you could have gym where you would have pain free gym, people would pay a lot more money for that. Just like Novocaine if you're pandemic.
So what is it then? Why do I go to the gym and torture myself? Because I want the result. So too, yeah, this pain is producing a result. You're right. If this pain was just futile, you'd go out of your mind. We know that this pain has a purpose. This pain's going somewhere. It's doing me good. The minute I know it's doing me good, I'm prepared to tolerate the pain. It doesn't take the pain away. You still feel the pain. But you tolerate the pain. So you go to the dentist. Once again, I'm not gonna microscopically x-ray the muscles. No, no, I'm just saying, you're right. You can take, I'm just trying to point across that pain is not necessarily in and of itself bad. You can be in pain and still be besimcha. In fact, you have a chiyuv on Tisha B'Av to sit on the floor and feel the pain and be besimcha. There's ma'ayt besimcha, doesn't that get rid of all your simcha? There's ma'ayt besimcha. You still have to be besimcha on Tisha B'Av. It's not such an easy mitzvah to makayim. K'shem shemavochim ala ra, k'shem shemavochim ala toiv, k'shem shemavochim ala ra, Rashi says besimcha. When a person's faced, as we saw, we brought it. I mean, I can't build the sugya again now. We saw the Yiskadel Yiskadesh, she said at the son's chasana, was said with an enormous amount of simcha. That simcha that we don't know how to do that. We didn't understand the sugya. No one does really. But one time you shouldn't have to know the sugya. But that's the same simcha, the same Yiskadel that he said at the kever the next morning has to be done with the same simcha that he said at the Mayari before the chuppah. That's what the Mishnah is telling you, no? No, we didn't get that. Don't ask me to get it. But you're right, when a person's sitting shiva, Rahman al-San, what's he supposed to be feeling? Ka'ev, 100%. Tsar, 100%. The loss, 100%. Not only that, he's supposed to be crying. And yet at the same time, that's not a stira to the simcha, because the simcha comes about from understanding there's a purpose to this, and the purpose ultimately is good. If you don't have that, then you're wrong. Then it's like you mentioned earlier, it's just a bashing. It's not, that doesn't do anybody any good. Moide l'sha'ava, because I call it tova, but totally else it lovo. Heneme sha'keiv atzach horodim l'leiv. The pain is there. Hakadosh Baruch Hu eni dorish mitanu shelo nagish esakeiv. We human, you have to feel the pain. Anshei kodesh tiyuli. To anashim, lo malachim. No one's asking to be a malach. You have to be normal. You have to be human. Tagish is okay. Feel the pain. You can say this is bitter. This is painful. But at the same time, you can be besimcha. We're very far from this, by the way. We have a few steps to go up the ladder before we even start touching this. So you have to find very small areas to practice. We've spoken about that many times here. You have to practice. Somebody wants to run the Comrades Marathon. If you don't know what that is, it's a 90-kilometer marathon in the hills. It's something that South Africans do as a Mashuganaka. But they do it once a year, and it's a big, big zach. Big zach. You ever run the Comrades? No?
Not yet.
You ever wanted to? You always, once a year, you kind of felt like, oh, I really want to do that, you know? But nobody, whatever. Okay.
Never felt.
So if you want to train for that, and you're in my condition, you don't start running 50 kilometers a day. Well, that's way out of reach. You start walking 500 meters a day. And then you get to a kilometer, then maybe you start trotting a little bit. You start slowly. It's the same with Betochen. It's the same with what we're working on here. You have to do little, little targilim. Don't wait for the big catastrophic event to happen and then start trying to do this. It's not shy. You're not going to run 90 kilometers on your first day. Practice. You're chalishing for a cup of coffee and you went to the cupboard and there was no coffee. That's a tzar. That's a pain. Tea, basements, whatever. Whatever works for you. That's a pain. That's a tzar. Okay. Now that's the place you work. That's where you start working. You have a flat tire. Okay. That's a bigger one. They're not, I don't know, for some people, that's whatever, according to their own level of whatever pains you. Start with that. Start practicing those little things. And slowly you'll start developing some muscle in this area. Nice and hoidol and sha'ava. Thank you, Hashem, that there's no coffee. Please do a miracle and let me find some stash of cotton somewhere in the cupboard. But feel the pain. That's a pain for you. You really were chalishing for coffee. Somebody told me a moedikat tzar that he had the other day. They eat milkshakes on Lelshwurz. Lelshwurz eat milkshakes. Some people do that, yeah? So he forgot. So he was frying the schnitzels. Well, tomorrow on Erev Shwurz. And there's nothing nicer than a schnitzel as it comes out the oil. That's the feet. And he took a bite. And it's an hour from Shkia, from Shwurz. And there's all this cheesecake and all this stuff sitting there. He couldn't have anything. That's a proper tzar, no?
Yeah.
I knew I'd get your attention sooner or later. I mean, that's a real tzar. Dos haste tzar. That's proper pain, eh? So you cry.
What did you do?
You thank Hashem for what happened. And you cry about the future.
Gosh, don't worry.
You start thinking all interesting thoughts about 6 hours, you know. You mean three? You mean one?
Yes, you have to cry for things. Now you're going to see any way tonight.
You cry. Bitter tears. Advarim de le'el amurim. Some say start practicing with those little things, okay? Then you'll start getting. Advarim de le'el amurim lak klape yudi achayev amami bimunas uman betchias amesim. Okay. The first of the Yud Gimel Ikarim is what we've been building and working with all the time. That everything comes from Hashem v'kola tova. But we need another piece of the puzzle, which we mentioned earlier as well. Ladies, you need a deep movement.